5.21, declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Northwest Raleigh Street to Northwest Upshur Street in the Northwest 20th Avenue Local Improvement District.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, welcome to another episode of Andrew Abbey Magically Solves Problems.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Novick. Good morning, Mayor Hills and City Commissioners, Andrew Abbey Local Improvement District Administrator. Pleasure to be here with you this morning. Carla, can we go ahead and switch to the presentation? So this is an aerial view of the Conway properties in Northwest Portland near the US 30 ramp. This picture was taken about 2012. Don't have an exact date on that picture, but this just gives you a general aerial overview of where our project is located. This is the area of Conway properties that underwent a master planning effort over the past few years, and Conway worked very closely with the Northwest District Association on developing that master plan, and also, of course, worked with PBOT and ODOT and other partners. So the blocks here that you see identified here are the blocks that are going to be redeveloped. These blocks, for the most part, are currently surface parking lots. This LID is one of relatively few that we have that have 100% petition support. It's also the first street LID that I've brought to council in Northwest Portland since the Northwest 13th Avenue LID a little less than 10 years ago. And I'll mention something briefly on that in a minute. One thing I would just call your attention to on the LID boundary, it's a little bit gerrymandered here. It's not, the intent of it was not to make it look like a artfully mastered congressional district, but rather the scope of the improvements is broader than just Northwest 20th Avenue. We're also looking at making some improvements around the freeway frontage roads. And most importantly, we're looking to do two things. We're looking to reconstruct Northwest Thurman Street between 20th and 21st Avenues. Currently, that's a dead-end street. And we're also looking to make some improvements to Northwest 23rd Avenue, south of Vaughn Street. This is the objective of the project, and the idea for this project originated at the neighborhood level from the Northwest District Association, and they're here to speak today. So what we currently have, when people drive to Northwest Portland, there's a really bad weave on Interstate 405 as you come off the Fremont Bridge and you head on 405 southbound. And so what we've been finding is that some of the people who otherwise would just simply stay on 405 to, say, exit at Everett Gleason or at Burnside Cooch, what they often do is they take the US 30 ramp up here to Northwest 23rd and Vaughn, where they currently make a legal U-turn. They come back on US 30 to get back on 405, and that puts them in the right lane to take either the Everett Gleason or the Burnside Cooch exit. So the red line is where some of that traffic is going today, and then the green line shows the new circulation that we're looking to add with this project, where instead people coming up the US 30 ramp can come up to 23rd and Vaughn, and if they're trying to get into the Northwest District, instead of making a U-turn or a left turn at 23rd, they can make a right turn on 23rd, make a right on Wilson, and you can see where that green line is the new Northwest 20th Avenue connection, gives them a new way to get into the district. So here's a real-life example of what the traffic looks like coming on the US 30 ramp. You can see all the cars backed up there on the left side of the freeway waiting to make that U-turn at 23rd and Vaughn. And that will be eliminated with this project. And then here's another
that will no longer be allowed?
Left turn will be eliminated?
The left turn
will still be allowed, but the U-turn will be eliminated. Thank you for allowing me to clarify that. And then this is just another view of that new connection shown in green there, and you can see where the Conway site is. So what's important to note is this is not just simply adding vehicle system capacity, but we're also adding a multimodal connection. So what we're planning to do is to add bike lane to this new Northwest 20th Avenue connection underneath US 30 and also build sidewalks with ornamental street lighting and make it an attractive environment, not only for people to drive, but also to walk and to bike as well. So here's a financial recap of what the LID looks like. Keep in mind that the costs that I'm presenting to you this morning don't include right-of-way costs, which we will most likely be adding into the LID formation ordinance to come to you this summer. So the project costs, exclusive of right-of-way, is $4.3 million. So we are offering, PBOT is offering SDC credits to Conway equal to 25.7554% of project costs, or about $1.7 million. With the ineligible portion being $2.6 million. So the best way to think about this is Conway gets roughly a one-quarter credit on their LID, yet they're generating one-quarter of the usage of the increased vehicle capacity. So rather than getting a three-quarter credit for the trips that will be served by Northwest 20th Avenue to properties other than Conway, they're getting roughly a one-fourth credit. What I wanted to show you here is what the existing building square footage is, about 331,000 square feet. As of 2012, and this is subject to change, but as of 2012, as they were going through their master planning process, they were looking to add about 2 million square feet of building space. So if that amount holds, then upon future development, Conway would peak at about 2,338,000 square feet. I looked at a recent sale nearby of a relatively new building built about 2 years ago that sold, I believe, last year. That was about $265 a square foot. So if we were to apply that number to Northwest 20th, when these surface parking lots get redeveloped, we could be on the cusp of these transportation improvements enabling $532 million worth of private development in Northwest Portland. That's not a prediction, but that's just simply giving you an example of what we might be looking at. And then finally, what I wanted to recap for you this morning is less than 10 years ago, we were here closing out the Northwest 13th Avenue Phase 2 LID, which is seven blocks away from this LID at Northwest 20th and Raleigh. So a couple years ago, I worked with PDC to ascertain the value that the good quality infrastructure that we built added to the Pearl District. Remember, this Northwest 13th Avenue is one of the very last areas to develop in the Pearl District. PDC contributed $861,305 towards that LID. Over 9 years, the real market value along Northwest 13th Avenue went from $49 million to $228 million. So there was a $178 million increase in real market value along Northwest 13th Avenue with that $861,000 PDC investment. So the payoff that we got with that PDC investment was $207 of real market increase for every dollar that PDC invested. So I'm confident that we'll see equally impressive results with the PBOT investment in the SDC credits. PDC is not funding this project. That wraps up my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have this morning.
Thank you very much. Questions for Andrew?
So if you were eliminate the U-turn, eliminate the U-turn, won't that make congestion on 405 more difficult for people who want to get to Everett rather than Vaughan?
Well, we don't think so because, and I'll let ODOT speak to this a little bit more in detail, but what you have right now is you have cars coming over the Fremont Bridge that add to congestion on US 30 as they wait to make the U-turn, and then when they come back around, they're aggravating the congestion as the people that go the correct way on 405 try to do the weave to get over to the exits. So I'm going to let ODOT speak to that in a little bit more detail, but we think that eliminating the perverse incentive to make that U-turn coupled with, most importantly, that right turn movement underneath the freeway really gives people a third option to get into Northwest in addition to the two existing exits that we have now. So if there's no more questions, I know we have some folks here to testify.
Okay. Do you have invited testimony, Commissioner? I know there's folks from ODOT and the property owners in the neighborhood here. So
I don't think we formally did, but it would be great to hear from ODOT first.
Okay. Thanks very much, Andrew. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Mayor Hales, members of council. Thank you for the opportunity to provide this testimony before you today. My name is Shelley Romero, and I am the area manager west for ODOT Region 1. Some years back, ODOT and PBOT began discussing the new development and expansion of Conway in the Northwest Industrial Area, and we referred to a traffic study that was conducted by Kittleson & Associates that showed that the queues on the I-405 off-ramp onto Northwest Vaughan would dramatically increase without improvements in redistribution and recirculation of traffic by 2035. In part, this is because the left-hand turn lane from the off-ramp onto Northwest 23rd, or the U-turn at Northwest Thurman, lacks sufficient storage for the anticipated volume of traffic that are utilizing these facilities. So what you're seeing today is the result of an effort made by many in the development review phase, and that's really which laid the foundation for establishing this local improvement district to provide new circulation to the area where Conway is implementing their master plan. ODOT believes that this project has many traffic, circulation, and safety benefits. One of these benefits is that the new circulation pattern will reduce congestion at the Northwest off-ramp in particular for the left-hand turn movements onto Northwest 23rd and Thurman, and potentially reduce the number of rear-end crashes and backups to I-405. This is the second local improvement district project that ODOT has had the opportunity to partner up with PBOT on and to make needed improvements to our transportation system. Several years ago, ODOT contributed funding to the Portland Bureau of Transportation for the Northeast 97th Green Street Local Improvement District, and the ODOT funding was used to improve a section of the I-205 shared use path where drainage was an issue. But back to this project, one of the most exciting things about adopting this resolution today is that it reflects collaboration and cooperation and agreement with ODOT, PBOT, the developer, and the Neighborhood Association to address the future transportation circulation needs. This is a terrific example of public and private partnerships to maximize the efficiency of our existing infrastructure by redistributing traffic to the underutilized far right-hand lanes at the Northwest Vaughan off-ramp. Going forward, ODOT will continue to work with PBOT to play an active role in reviewing plans and specifications and aid in the acquisition of permits to help make this a successful project. In closing, I want to acknowledge ODOT Region 1 planning and traffic section staff, including Abby Tayar, who's with me today, Mara Danielson, and also acknowledge PBOT staff Kurt Kruger, Bob Haley, and Andrew Abbey for their efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, ODOT, it really has been working effectively with us, and we just want to let you know and hope you take the message back to your colleagues at Region 1 that when you work so cooperatively with us on these detailed fine-grained projects in the urban environment, it's very helpful to what the city's trying to accomplish, and so noted and appreciated here.
Thank you. Will do.
So could you further respond to my question regarding the merge on 405 from people coming out of the district? And I would never have thought to have taken that ramp and do the U-turn. I have remarked upon how many people are stacked up doing that, so that's interesting. That's the reason. But what I've experienced is difficulty getting out of the far right lanes and onto I-5 South.
Sure. I'm going to have Avi help me out with that one.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning. Again, my name is Avi Tarar. I'm with ODOT Development Review, a lead engineer. The issue is basically the redistributing the trips, I guess, from the off-ramp. Rather than utilizing the left-turn pocket with the short space provided for the storage, is taking some of those trips to the right-turn lane and basically circulating with the three rights to get to more or less the same area. As far as the U-turn trips, Kittleson and Associate traffic study indicated that there's a lot of shortcuts of people in 405 trips coming southbound, basically, rather than using 405 to continue, using the off-ramp on 405 and Vaughan exit to make the U-turn and come back to 405 and exit, possibly saving time or cutting short their storage or waiting in line to basically approach those exits. So I'm not sure if
but then if those people now decide that doing a longer route is no longer worth their effort, wouldn't there then be more people staying on 405 and make that Spaghetti Junction merge even more difficult?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how long they were trying to save or realistically whether they're saving time by utilizing the U-turn. But in reality, basically the queue on the left turn would be reduced by providing the right turn lane and the recirculation to the right, and finding that the U-turn is not servicing, and potentially if they're trying to get to Burnside, they'll be able to do it through the right turn lane as opposed to the U-turn and getting off on Burnside.
No, I understand how it is better for the Northwest District, and it solves the problem at Vaughan and 23rd.
Right.
What I'm concerned about is on 405. If all of those cars now stay on 405 and they're trying to merge to get off at the Cooch or Everett Street exits, that's going to make it even more difficult.
I'm not sure exactly what the delay was in terms of those trips, not staying on the queue to eventually get exit from 405 and utilizing this U-turn. It's not going to improve it necessarily, as you indicate, but I don't think it'll be any different than what it has been in the past.
Have you modeled that?
I think Kittleson is the one who modeled it, and I don't have the result in front of me.
One thing we will be doing is ODOT is going to be closing that. So when you do the U-turn, that Thurman offshoot, and I know that some of the movements in traffic make that U-turn movement to take that Thurman offshoot. And for safety reasons, we are going to be closing that offshoot onto Thurman. So any trips that were generated from that U-turn movement would be eliminated.
That's not my concern. My concern
right.
is on 405. So
right.
That's a very difficult stretch of road to navigate.
Sure.
Is there any thought of what's going to happen there?
You know, I think I need to get back to you on that. So why don't I note your question? We'll get
right.
you an answer back.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate you both being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and others that would like to speak on this item that are here?
I have five other people signed up okay. to testify. The first three are Gene Harrison, David Davis, and Craig Boratz.
Good morning and welcome back to City Hall.
Good morning. Hello, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jean Harrison. I'm here representing the NWDA Transportation Committee. I'm the chair of that committee. And members of our committee work closely with Conway and the city to look at how we might best solve the problem of 23rd and Vaughan, because we knew that traffic would increase there. And actually, some of our more creative members came up with the idea of the jug handle. And while it might not be intuitive, it does make it a lot easier for people to navigate once they know what to do. I think signage is going to be really important. What I wanted to do first, and I forgot, is to thank Andrew Abbey for taking on the LID project. And although he says he's been working on it a long time, to me, this has gone very smoothly and very quickly, and we're really looking forward to having Northwest 20th built as a complete street with bike lanes and with sidewalks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Hales. Good to see you, Commissioners. I'm Craig Boratz with Conway, the property owner. And I'm really here to thank everybody, Andrew, Rich Eisenhower, all the folks at PBOT that worked on this, ODOT, and, of course, our development team and the Northwest Neighborhood Association. So it was really definitely a collaborative effort, which you all heard about. So I'm excited to get this done. It's one of the next phases in the Conway Master Plan, and we've got some really exciting things coming on stream, which you've probably heard about. And the new seasons opens up in August, and that's an exciting time as well. While not being a traffic engineer, I can try to address your question, Commissioner Fritz. Just from experience, I think that if people are doing that U-turn and then trying to get off at Everett or Burnside with the free right-hand turn off of the 405 down Wilson, they have access to 19th as well as 20th, and they can shoot up 19th to get access to Everett and Burnside from that angle. So I think that might free up some of the pressure that you might just see on 405.
Okay. Questions? Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
Good morning. Did you sign up?
Yep. David Davis.
Come on up. You do need to speak on this particular item, and have a seat, please.
I will So, this is in...
Put your name in the record and speak on this item, please.
My name is David Davis.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And this is in regard to ODOT, right? Well, ODOT's running a lot of these homeless raids.
No, this is regard to...
You guys have people picking up...
Sir,
needles.
Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt your testimony and tell you you're being disruptive.
With landscaping
You're
gloves.
Being disruptive. Let me give you your instructions. Are you going to listen? Your instructions are to speak to this local improvement district and only to this item, sir. If you have testimony about... Okay, sir, you're out of order. You've been warned. Okay. You're going to be removed from the chambers. Go ahead. Okay. No, you're going to go, sir. Okay. Go. Okay. Sorry, folks. Anyone else would like to speak on this item? Come on up.
I show two more people, Tom DiChiara and Ron Walters.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner. I'm Tom DiChiara with Trans Pacific. We are developing several of the parcels within the Conway Master Plan, the New Seasons Project, which we'll deliver later this summer, that would also include some apartments, and we are currently working on three additional blocks to the north, which will contain additional housing, retail, and a office conversion from one of the existing Conway buildings. So we're pleased that the LAD has kind of kept pace with development, which I think proceeded probably quicker than a lot of people realized or expected since the master plan was adopted. So there's a lot going on today, and there's a lot will be happening over the coming years. So having these improvements in place roughly coinciding with the delivery of the additional phase could time well. And also just comment a little bit on our experience with construction on the first projects. We've been using the jug handle route to route our construction traffic in partnership with the NWDA. We did a lot of planning to mitigate traffic going through the neighborhood. So our construction traffic has been using that route. So while it is a little counterintuitive today, it's actually worked really, really effectively to get trucks in and out of the district without going down 23rd. And that, I think, should not be understated as when that route becomes more visible and signed, it's going to provide a great alternative for people to get into the district. And then just a final thought, I just want to commend Conway for agreeing to shoulder the burden of this LAD and be the bank essentially until the individual parcels are developed. I mean, we're shouldering our portion of it for the projects that we're doing, but we could have gone through a much longer process and expanded the contributors to the district, and the fact that Conway has agreed to do that despite only contributing a share of the demand is something that should be stated for the record, and I think that speaks to Conway's commitment to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Ron Walters. I'm here on behalf of the Northwest District Association. In the interest of time, I'll simply say that we're pleased to support the LID and work with all of the participants and the city to have a smooth implementation that will improve the Northwest District area. Thank you.
Thank you both. Anyone else on this item? So, Commissioner Fritz, you had a couple questions. Are you content to adopt the resolution and get follow-up on those later?
Yes, thank you for asking.
Mayor, I had one question, if I could pose it, of either Andrew or the commissioner in charge. And I'm trying to just understand one detail. If you're on 23rd and you want to get on 405, there would now be a signal?
There is now a signal.
There's currently a signal at 23rd and Vaughan. So
a signal, but there's a signal and a sign that says no right on red. If you're on 23rd and you wanna turn right and get on 405, and so there's a sign that says no turn on
yes.
no right turn on red, and does that change?
You know, I'm not a traffic engineer either, and I'm beginning to think we should have had the traffic engineer here today, and we can certainly bring her back in 4 weeks. My assumption would be that once the U-turn goes away, that there might be some opportunity to remove that.
Hi.
You want to add to that, Jill?
I can answer that question. I'm
this is
Jill
government
Long.
In the open. This is very good.
I'm Land Use Counsel for Conway. I'm with Lane Powell, and I'm also not a traffic engineer, but I'm really familiar with the project. And that will become a free right. Because of the elimination of the U-turn, there's no reason to have the signal now.
So my calc has raised his thumb. So
he lives in the neighborhood.
The early polling on this seems to be very strong. and I just make an observation. To quote Shakespeare, the no right on red was more honored in the breach than the observance. And I noticed on 23rd that most everybody made that right turn, and I think the most, Mike, Hauk,
No confessions needed.
No confessions needed. Get a lawyer if you're going to follow up on this. I think the most sympathetic explanation is it's a very busy intersection. There's a lot of lights and signs. And I think it's perfectly reasonable for someone just to assume if no one's around and they can make that right, they would. If by eliminating the U-turn, that becomes a right turn as of right, that actually has some other therapeutic benefits because that street often gets backed up because people can't make a right turn on a red. So I think that's a plus. Plus, yeah, right. It ends a practice which is currently probably more illegal than legal at that intersection.
Absolutely.
Good point. Thank you. Appreciate the traffic engineering answer.
Sure.
Mayor, if I can just make one quick final comment. I've been working with Craig Barrett and with Jill since 2012. This has been a very long, complicated negotiation, and I just particularly want to tip my hat to both of them for finding a way to put this project together.
Thank you. Good
Thank
work. You. Okay. Any further council discussion before we take action on the resolution? Roll call then, please.
Fish?
It's an excellent presentation. Andrew, you do some of the best work in the city, and we're very lucky to have you on the team. Steve, thank you for your leadership on this, and I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Looks like a good project and a lot of good development to occur. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you, Craig. Thanks, NWDA. Aye.
Fritz?
It's really good to see the neighborhood and the developers and the city working together on this. I thank everybody for your participation. I was on the Planning Commission in 2003 when the Northwest District Plan was adopted, and this intersection was a key limiting factor. So this LID looks like it will take care of that problem. I do remain concerned that it may increase the problems on 405 for people who are not trying to go anywhere near the district, just trying to get home or get to somewhere else. So I look forward to hearing more from ODOT about monitoring of that situation and potentially addressing that issue on the freeway. But that's a different question from this LID, and I really appreciate all the work that's been done. Aye.
Hales.
Well, congratulations, Commissioner Novick, on a great project. Congratulations, Commissioner Fish, for, I think, maybe for the first time in this council, connecting Shakespeare with traffic engineering. Extra credit for that.
And you've set the bar very high.
This project from the beginning has really been a model of cooperation between the property owner slash developer and the neighborhood. And the work on the master plan itself was long and difficult and relied on a lot of goodwill and a lot of mutual adjustment, and it shows here in what we've heard in the council chambers today on this implementing detail, albeit this project's a pretty big detail, but an implementing detail of a master plan that, again, I think has been a real model of how it can be done. So I want to credit everyone involved, Craig, you and your team, and the NWDA for working their way towards the redevelopment of a big area of land in a city that has a lot of redevelopment going on in a neighborhood that's the densest in the city. So it's a pretty impressive feat of civic coordination and cooperation. And again, special thanks to ODOT for working effectively with the city on their piece of the picture. So this is a great project. Andrew, once again, well done. Aye.
Here.
Yes.
Can I suggest we do 531 and then come back?
Yes, I was going to do just that. I think we got 5 minutes until we are back on schedule. So thank you all. We're going to move to item 531 and then